This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is the band Little May. They've got a brand new record just out called For the Company. Information at littlemaymusic.com. It's Hannah Field, Liz Drummond, and Annie Hamilton. Little May, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You guys are obviously not from around these parts. We can hear that already. You are originally from where?
Sydney, Australia.
And how did you first meet and get together and form a band?
We kind of all knew each other at school, but at different times in our lives. So Liz and I went to school from about 16 to 18, and then previously Liz and Annie went to school. And then we decided to form a band after Liz and I had kind of jammed a little bit for a couple of years, and she knew that Annie was a really good little guitarist, so we invited her on board.
Had music been your pursuits in school, or was this something that you were all doing as a bit of a hobby?
I didn't do music at school. Hannah and I both didn't. I think Annie did.
Yeah, I played guitar at school and played in some school bands with like clarinet and saxophone and stuff. But it was still definitely a hobby.
Yeah, there's probably more opportunity to go out and tour the world as a guitarist than as a clarinet player or something like that. I want to talk a little bit about the band name, because if I understand correctly, there isn't really a whole heck of a lot of a story behind the name of the band. Do you really even remember how you came up with it or when?
I think for a while we were really unsure as how it actually happened. But I think we realized that my mom might have came up with it.
Really?
Which is very uncool.
So now that you're becoming a little bit more well-known, there are more pieces of the story starting to come out other sources. Like, I had a piece to play in creating the name of Little May. I want to talk about the new record in just a few minutes, but before we get there, the EP that was our first introduction to your music, I think we got a copy of this right around a year ago, like the end of 2014, just five songs, but gems. I mean, really, really good stuff that had a very unique sound. And if I understand correctly, this was not new music for you guys, right? It was new to us, but these were songs that you had written quite a few years earlier.
Yeah, those songs are ranged from about, I think, probably four years old to, I think the most recent one would have been Bones, which was a couple of years ago now, maybe 2.5 years ago.
So the EP comes out. It comes out in the States, yeah. And it shoots onto the charts for college radio in the United States, which is an interesting experience. Was it a bit weird to see what was old music for you guys starting to be talked about so much?
Yes, it really was. I think, it was just so old to us by the time that it was released that it was just kind of like, I think we were like, maybe this isn't relevant anymore, you know, because it was so old for us. We were kind of like, how is this, you know, like working at the moment? Why are people interested? I thought the kind of folk movement had passed, you know. Yeah. Like for a while it was up and raring, and then we were like, maybe this isn't going to be relevant, and I don't know, people seem to really enjoy it. So
were the songs on the EP still a regular part of your set list for all of your gigs, or had you even moved on from doing the songs?
Oh, they were definitely a part of our live set, and still today, like, you know, I think a few of them are fan favorites, and we still try and, you know, rediscover fun ways to still enjoy them and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I think people, as musicians, you can kind of get a bit over the stuff that you've been playing for years. But I think it's still pretty fun to play like Hide and Dust and things like that.
Little May is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their brand new record is called For the Company. Information at littlemaymusic.com. It's Hannah Field, Liz Drummond, and Annie Hamilton live in the studios. What do you guys want to play first?
Maybe 7 Hours. This is a song off our album. It's called 7 Hours.
Shotgun bride, James was telling secrets and you held my fingers as you drive me away. Tie me up again, pry me away. She's all you ever needed. We're just strangers. We've cut the bindings. Need you to give me back my lungs so my body can forgive me slow. And I can fight this with my hands, but my head won't let me. You're still here.
That is Little May live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their brand new record is called For the Company. Information is online at littlemaymusic.com. Well, before we move forward to the brand new record and the interesting connection to the National that you have, both in terms of fandom, but also a direct connection to the new record, there is one song that I want to talk about specifically from the EP, because it kicks off the EP and it was the first introduction that we had to the music of Little May, which is this beautiful song called Dust. There have been a number of iterations of this song over the years. It wasn't called Dust for a while. There are like three distinct parts of the song in different tempos and all of that. And a video that accompanies the song that's absolutely beautiful and a little off the beaten track. It's the story of a woman who, why don't you finish telling?
Yeah, the video is about a woman who loses her dog. Not actually, like, it doesn't run away, it dies. I was just trying to make that sound. And she's trying to give the dog the farewell that it deserves. So she takes it down to a body of water. Was it a river? No, it was a lake.
It was a little dam, I think.
A dam. And, says goodbye to it in the way that she feels it deserves.
Now, did that story come from you guys at all, or was it the vision of the person making the visual?
Yeah, Darcy from a company called Oh Yeah Wow, which is a Melbourne-based company. Darcy came up with the idea because his dog passed away, and he was just, you know, really connected to the idea. And we actually all, you know, love dogs. And
you all have dogs,
right? Yeah, yeah. Actually, Hannah just actually sadly lost her dog a couple of months ago.
Fine.
But yeah, like it's just something that we were like, this we really connected with this idea, and we totally want to do it because, yeah, we're dog people, and losing pets is really sad.
The song started with the title Mexico. When you were crafting it, what was the song about?
Well, I actually wrote the song a long time ago. I'd say maybe 5 years ago. And I think it was when I was in a relationship and I went overseas and I wasn't actually in Mexico. So this is another unglamorous story. But I think I used the term, I used the place Mexico because it rhymed with the previous line.
Really?
Yep. But also from doing that, I had like created some sort of, you know, story in my mind of, you know, losing someone when, you know, like someone that is important to you and losing something that's important to you to another place or a foreign place that you've never really explored. Which I haven't. I haven't explored Mexico. Mm. But over the years, it just sort of developed into something else. And, yeah, we just kind of worked on it a bit more lyrically and changed it, and it became Dust.
This is a bit of a theme I'm sensing for you guys with names. The name of the band doesn't really have a ton of meaning. Mexico, because it rhymed. There was a song. You have Banjo Song? Right? Like you had a song that you just called Banjo Song for a while?
Oh, my gosh. How was that? I can't remember which one that was.
I can't remember.
You've got a lot of one-word titles.
Yeah,
songs.
We do.
That's a
right?
Name.
Little May is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called For the Company. LittleMayMusic.com is the place to go online for information on the band. Is there a chance that you guys could do Dust for us?
Sure.
Yeah. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Knee deep in the dust.
That is Dust. It's Little May live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Tune going back to their debut EP. They've got a brand new record out called For the Company. Information is at littlemaymusic.com. It's Hannah Field, Liz Drummond, and Annie Hamilton live in the studios. So the new record, produced by none other than Aaron Dessner from The National, right? And you guys were big fans of The National, so this had to have been quite an exciting meeting and pairing and partnership, right?
Yeah, it was very exciting. When we were thinking about making the album, we wrote a dream list of producers, and Aaron was at the top of the dream list. And I don't think any of us ever expected anything to come of it.
Now, was he at the top of the dream list because you were fans or because you liked his touch on making records?
Yeah, both. We all love The National and have all been big fans of all The National records.
So I'm not sure why this moniker has been slapped on your music exactly, but I've seen it called Modern Blues. Does that come from you guys or did that come from a particular writer? Because it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense with what I hear in your songs.
That definitely doesn't come from us.
I mean, the other one is Ghost Folk.
Also doesn't come from us, but I think we ended up using it because we couldn't think of anything better.
And was that just due to the airy nature of the sound that you guys produced, especially on the EP?
I think we've always struggled to categorize ourselves into a specific genre because we all feel like there are bits of different sorts of things in our music. So, we heard someone use the term ghost folk to describe our music and it kind of seemed like it fitted because of, I guess it is, can be a bit dark and sometimes eerie. Mm. So, yeah.
I think the EP sounded like ghost folk. Like when we released the EP and somebody said that, we were like, okay, I think that actually fits the EP. As for the album, I kind of don't think it sounds like ghost folk. Mm. But I mean, I think the ghost element of it is kind of true.
We're spooky gals.
And it gives you something to talk about in the 1,000 different radio and television and magazine interviews that you're doing. So we talked a little bit about how this EP was relatively old for you guys, but yet all of a sudden it's starting to generate all of this publicity. And at what point do you guys just get the call or the email that says, guess what? It's getting bigger. Get on the bus, get on the plane. We're going to start touring the world and going to CMJ and doing all these other things.
I think a big turning point was when Hyde, which we had just released independently before the EP came out, we just put it up online, and it started getting played on blogs across the world, and it got onto the Hype Machine charts, which was crazy for us. We didn't expect that at all. Mm. So I think that was a bit of a turning point in terms of international attention.
One other thing I want to ask you guys about, and I know you have a long drive ahead of you, and I appreciate you taking an hour to stop and chat with us, is the visual aspect of what you guys do. You have a graphic designer in-house, so to speak, right, with Annie. You do the work for the record covers and other things, merchandise and things like that too?
So I did the EP cover and the album cover and all of our merch designs and website designs and
that's
things
handy.
Like that come out of there. So yeah,
that's really good. And in addition to that, talk a little bit about this program called Art for the Company.
Yeah, so Art for the Company was an art exhibition that we put on in Sydney a few weeks ago, where we got 11 local Australian artists to each create a piece of artwork inspired by a song on the album, and then we put an exhibition up in a gallery in Sydney, which was really cool, and you could listen to the songs on headphones while looking at the corresponding artwork.
Is that something that you're hoping to replicate in other places?
We hope so.
You have a smile on your face as if it's probably going to happen, but you're not allowed to talk about it yet.
Well, there are definitely plans in the works. Nothing is set in stone, but yeah, we would love to do a similar thing in the States.
Tell me about this vegetable blog.
Oh my gosh, you've done your research.
This is the best.
It doesn't exist anymore.
So I understand, I'm sure but it did exist.
It did, and then I...
What is a vegetable blog?
I don't even know. I really like vegetables. And for a while, I started having a pretty full-on veggie patch at home in my garden, I would take photos of the veggies, and I made a blog about it. And then I was so ashamed that I deleted it from the internet.
What did you guys think of it?
She never let us see it.
No, she never let us see it, but we...
They found out about it and started talking about it in interviews, yes. So I had to delete it.
And this is not your only unusual quirk, right? Like, of the three of you, like, she's the one with the weird hobbies and things?
She does have a few weird quirks and hobbies.
Yeah, she does. She's the hobby one.
She's just recently taught me knitting. She's a very good knitter.
Yeah, we've been knitting in our tour van on the long drive.
She's making shorts and I'm making a beanie.
And I'm making nothing. Sleep. I'm making sleep.
New songs, right? Yes. Are you already at work? I mean, we talked about how the EP had already been old songs. And by the time a record is stamped, shipped, sent to radio, like sometimes these songs are already old news for you guys. Are you already on the way toward another recording?
I think so. Yeah.
Because this is literally brand new. Like, it just came out.
Yeah.
But.
In terms of the album, it's so different to the EP. Like, we actually made the album not that long ago, but all of those songs are old too. So we were playing a lot of them live before we even recorded them. And I think we're planning the next album, and I think it changes every day. We're like, what are we going to do next? You know, which direction will we go in? But I think we're just going to, like, we've already started writing a little bit and, you know, collecting ideas and stuff, and we'll just be doing sound check and stuff, and like, we'll come up with little riffs and things and just put them in the phone, cool. Record them on the phone. And I think when we get home, we'll start doing some demos and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's been really exciting to watch the explosion of you guys and your music over the last year and a half. Thanks so much for stopping and visiting with us.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Little May is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Hannah Field, Liz Drummond, and Annie Hamilton. The new record is called For the Company. Information at littlemaymusic.com.